So when it comes to the personal effort, of course you have to clean up a lot. But you cannot force the love to come. It's a gift and it will come. Recognize that. Here he will give to you. The first verse is Arabic and a very logic one. Lajaram means nevertheless or necessarily or the outcome of that should be or with no doubt. Absorbing our autograph means our eyes will not understand it. Wahubayudrak, still in Arabic, but he is understandable. But see this Wahubayudrak, which is the irony over there, you say, your eyes will not see it, but it is visible. He said, you cannot find this, but it is visible in Moses and the mountain. Look at those. Moses on the mountain, then you will understand. Yes, you can get it. Not see it. Moses said, Allahumma arani. Let me see you. I want to see you. Here, Rumi will use the other word. Dark means understanding. He said, okay, we cannot see it, but he's understandable. That's what the dark is. Then, we'll explain it, yes?
Know that form springs from spirit, as the lion from the jungle, or as voice and speech from thought. This speech and voice arose from thought. Thou knowest not where is the sea of thought. But since thou hast seen that the waves of speech are fair, thou knowest that their sea also is open.
Yeah, I'll let you read up to the end of the paragraph to make it a little bit puzzling, yes. Listen carefully, please.
When the waves of thought sped on from wisdom, it made the form of speech and voice. The form was born of the word and died again. The wave drew itself back into the sea. The form came forth from formlessness and went back, for verily unto him are we returning. Every instant then thou art dying and returning. Mustafa declared that this world is a moment. Our thought is an arrow from him into the air. How should it stay in the air? It comes to God. Every moment the world is renewed, and we are unaware of it being renewed whilst it remains. Life is ever arriving anew, like the stream, though in the body it has the semblance of continuity. From its swiftness, it appears continuous, like the spark which thou whirlest rapidly with thy hand. If thou whirl a firebrand with dexterity, it appears to the sight as a very long fire. The swift motion produced by the action of God presents this length of duration as from the rapidity of divine action. Even if the seeker of this mystery is an exceedingly learned man, lo, Basamuddin, who is a sublime book.
Any idea what he was talking about? He's doing something maybe start from the end. He brought an example of a fire. If you put the tip of a stick in the fire in the night, then you play with the stick, you will see a circle, a red circle in there. And the drone said, why do you see a circle? There is no circle. Everybody knows that. But you see a circle, don't you? And he tries to explain something. I prefer to bring it to the new version that you understand better, because maybe you never played before. All of you, you went to a movie theater. In the movie theater, there is a machine that will open its window for a frame of film to be projected to the wall. Then it will close this, remain closed until this frame of movie will be moved. The next one will replace it. Then the window will open again. The ratio of the openness and the closeness is more than 1 to 3. Means there are 3 times more darkness than any burst of light occur. Okay? What do you see? You see the picture moving. Where is that movement? You see it moving because it moves fast. So that's the only speed that could trick you here, right? Haha. Look at the life and the existence. Life and existence is like this. Everything is. Let's start from this. Then, next moment, nothing is. Everything will vanish. Then in a third moment, a second existence will appear, somehow related to the first one, but different in every aspect of it. Then this one will go to nothingness, non-existence again. And as a fifth stage, the third one will appear. That's how it goes. Right? But it goes very fast, therefore you don't see it. But it's worse than that. When it is nothing there, there is no you even to realize that nothing is there and you are there. So you don't get it. How do you notice that you believe in being and whatever you are is an ever-changing thing? Scientifically, we know that it doesn't take more than 15 months for all the atoms in you to change on something else. Let's not go to microscopic level. You remember, how did you look 10 years ago? No younger than 10 here, are you? So, but you believe you're the same, aren't you? How could you be the same when everything is changing? When the change happened, let go in your mind that things are changing, your beliefs and all that. How does it happen? It happens like this. Therefore, maybe this is what he meant when Muhammad said the existence is just a moment. Sa'at in that time was moment. Now Sa'at is clock. Is this. But over there it was, in Rumi's time there was no such thing of that. Briefly, he had a watch. It was not enough. So Sa'at is a moment. And yes, Muhammad said, it's only one moment. That's what it is. Then what? It's not only one moment. I described it to you. It's one moment. Going away, coming back. But this is wrong, because we started with this. Let's start from there. There means that from nothingness we come here and you go back to it, because we know he's there. We know he's not here, because here is the most limited space we understand. Do you remember those universes? Existence is this much. Everything exists if it occupies this space and time of blah blah 11 dimensions. Then there's a dream, that a lot of things exist in your dream and could not be fitted in this moment. then it's imagination, then at the end of it was non-existence, and Rumi said, it's there, you repeat it again and again and again. And I didn't say, don't you see, you're looking for him here? It's in nothingness.